Municipalities across the state held elections yesterday. The Matanuska-Susitna Borough defeated a 5% alcohol tax. The MATSU Assembly in mid-July proposed the tax on alcohol sales in bars, restaurants, and liquor stores. Assembly members estimated it could have brought in $1 million annually. A measure to lower the sales tax in Wrangell was also soundly defeated yesterday by about 75% of voters. The measure would have dropped sales tax from 7% to 5.5%. If it had passed, the city would have faced a shortage of about $500,000, which is used for services such as police and public schools. And Homer retailers will apparently again be allowed to use plastic bags. The city's ban on lightweight plastic shopping bags went into effect January 1st, but 9 months later, the ban appears to be history. KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports.
Similar to existing laws in Seattle and San Francisco, the plastic bag ban was passed by the Homer City Council last year as a way to cut down on litter and protect the marine environment. But in Tuesday's municipal election, Homer voters said not so fast. Residents voted to repeal the ban by a vote count of 554 to 438, although more than 200 absentee and questioned ballots remain to be counted.
That's what people want. They have their love affair with plastic bags.
That's Homer City Council member David Lewis, one of the original sponsors of the bag ban. Lewis says many Homerites told him they noticed a decline in plastic bag litter over the last 9 months. Justin Arnold is the man responsible for getting the repeal on the ballot. Arnold had never been involved in local politics before, but was so incensed by what he calls overreaching on the part of the city council that he spent days gathering petition signatures around town. Arnold says he's a little surprised that the repeal seems to be winning so handily.
It seems like that the people that are on this side of limited government are the people also on the side of having to work or not having time to vote or, you know, simply being so busy. I think it's kind of showing the city council that we are sick of the overbearing laws.
While Arnold can claim victory in his fight against the plastic bag ban, he lost another battle. In a four-way race for two open seats on the city council, Arnold came in last with 243 votes. Still, he is not discouraged and says he will live to fight another day. He says there are a couple of other Homer City Council actions that deserve a ballot initiative as well, and he will work to make that happen.
It was more the straw that broke the camel's back. I believe that the government oversteps into every aspect of our life, from, you know, the TSA to the plastic bag to, you know, how many gallons of water our shower head can use. Everything is regulated.
People don't like government telling them what to do and would rather have corporations tell them what to do.
David Lewis says he hopes the conversation over plastic shopping bags at least educated people about the environmental effects and got some folks in the habit of bringing reusable cloth bags to the grocery store. He says he has no plans to revisit the plastic bag issue. Reporting from Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.